Washington whistleblower whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump says their client's identity needs to be protected. Meanwhile, President Trump says he deserves to know who the whistleblower is. The legal group said their concerns for the whistleblower's personal safety have increased over the past week, and they expect that situation to worsen. Al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. That's according to security sources Monday. The militants detonated explosions from two car bombs at Ballydogle Airport in Lower Shabelle region. Al-Shabaab issued a statement claiming responsibility for storming the base. The AP reports the U.S. uses the base to launch drone attacks on Al-Shabaab targets. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in Mogadishu, targeting a military convoy near a military academy. According to Reuters, the explosion missed European Union peacekeepers but injured Somali civilians. Heavy rains in India have killed more than 100 people in central Uttar Pradesh and Bihar states over the past 3 days, according to officials. People flocked to the shelters to receive food and assistance, but some believe disaster management wasn't doing enough. She says, they feed us rice, lentils, and vegetables and then shoo us away. How is that beneficial to us? Food is not the answer to all our problems here. India's monsoon season, which accounts for almost 75% of the country's annual rainfall, begins in June and starts to retreat by early September. But heavy to very heavy rainfall has continued across parts of the country this year. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both